We are joined now in the studio by one of the leading lights of the Chapel Hill Carborough community, Neris Levy. Thanks for joining us
today.
Well,
thank you, Aaron. I thought that was you, a leading light.
I said, well, you know, there's a lot of leading
you're
lights.
You're a leading light. You're a leading light.
I'm not sure I am.
I don't think I deserve that title, but thank you.
Yeah. We've got a really cool event coming up. And mark your calendars. It's still a few months away, but this is one that you are not going to want to miss. It's the Community Dinner, 19th annual one coming up next April 10th, 2016. That's a Sunday in the cafetorium at McDougal Schools. Not to be missed every single year, and we're starting to get the word out about it now to make sure that everyone's able to come out for it. Neris, what is the Community Dinner?
The Community Dinner is everybody from our community invited to eat together and share a couple of hours together, sharing their cultures, their conversations, and watching the entertainment together, but feeling one, like a family, as we all are in Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County. So it's celebrating our community and our diversity, cultural diversity, and all of us living here in, as you say, the next best place to heaven, but who's been to heaven? We don't know. So.
And it's such a simple idea, but it's one that's catching on, that people outside our community are talking about it. This has won national awards just for the idea of, hey, let's have a dinner, everyone come together.
Yes, you know, in 2014, we won a National League of Cities Award for the concept and for having had 16 dinners. And they gave us an award for the pending 17th dinner. And 8 awards were awarded in 2014, and mostly for working with gangs, with police, with crime. And then they said, but you just sit down and eat together. And if you can think of something more basic than that, I don't. I can't. It's something where you touch that next person, you get to know them, and as we say, you come as a stranger and you leave as a friend or with a friend. We've had a lot of marriages, so and unions. So
that's awesome.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we're a place where people come to every year. I think after this dinner, we will have had 17,000 guests since we started. 17,000. And what we do is the ticket concept is this: those who can pay and those who can't take advantage of the generosity of our donors. And so tickets are $8 for adults, $3 for children, 10 and under. And we do underwrite tickets for groups in need. And so if you're a group in need, go to our website, communitydinner.org. It's last year's website of last year's dinner. It gives you the idea. But it also has a donation section. And that goes to the Triangle Community Foundation, which eventually goes down to the Orange County Giving Fund if you follow all the prompts. And if you want to donate before the end of the year, you can give to we are the Community Dinner, and we're part of the Department of Housing, Human Rights, and Community Relations in Orange County. They're our fiscal agent, but they are very, very generous in being our sponsors. But we got a lot of money last year for last year's dinner, and that made it possible for us to share the event with many, many people in the community who could not afford otherwise to attend.
And we're talking about dinner for close to 1,000 people.
Yeah, 700
or so. Yeah. How much, and obviously this is something that we're planning for now. It's not until April 10th. And I know you and the core group behind the Community Dinner really work all year to make this happen.
Yes, we have a couple of months when we don't meet, but we're always in touch because we feel that's important. The meetings, the people on the committee are all community members. So we talk about the community as we're planning the dinner. So each year is fresh. We have entertainment. Already we have booked the Bouncing Bulldogs and also the First Baptist Gospel Choir from the First Baptist Church in Chapel Hill. And we have other things arranged, which we will let you know on the website as they unfold. But, you know, the stage is an example. We have children performing. We have different groups performing. And this is like a window on our society, on our community. People learn about it. Last year, we had wonderful Hispanic dancers. This next year, we'll have youths jumping rope and showing other youths who may not be doing that what is possible as young people to stay fit, but also to entertain. So we actually look at this very, very carefully as we plan, because it's really a signal to our society, you know, that we care and we want to include you. It is the most inclusive event in our community. Nobody is barred.
We're speaking with Naris Levy, who is one of the organizers, one of the originators, I believe,
of the
19th Annual Community Dinner, which is coming up in a few months, Sunday, April 10th. So mark your calendars for next year at the McDougal School's Cafetorium. But they're starting to plan for it now, getting the word out, starting to get donations for
and
it as
food
well.
And as
you can
well.
Do that. And we, food,
yes,
too, yeah.
Mama Dip, as you know, has been my co-chair. We are co-chairs, right?
Forever,
together, yes. And again, the leading food will be from Mama Dip's Kitchen, supported by donor restaurants and organizations from throughout the community. So if you want to volunteer, if you want to help, if you want to give, go to the website or call me or email me at rilevy@mindspring.com and we'll get you down there. You can even become a committee member. It's so rewarding and we really love to include. That's our job, inclusion. And because of that, our society is a better place for everybody.
It really is. The 19th Annual Community Dinner, Sunday, April 10th, 2016. Mark your calendars for that. But if you want information about it now, if you want to know how you can get involved, how you can donate, how you can volunteer, either contact Naris, again, email address rilevy, that's R-I-L-E-V-Y at mindspring.com,
yes,
or communitydinner.org.
And of course, Ron Stutz is our MC.
Always our MC.
And without WCHL, we would really lack a lot of support. We want to thank WCHL for really doing so much to, publicize the dinner, help it along, and be part of the dinner as you are part of our community. Thank you, WCHL.
Well, this is absolutely our pleasure. This is really one of the great events of the year in our community. Don't miss it. Communitydinner.org, the website. Mark your calendars for Sunday, April 10th of next year. Naris, thank you so much.
And thank you, Aaron.